how grace was given. So she was caught in the act of adultery. The church leaders in that, let's stone her. You know, that's what the law says, stone her. So they take her to Jesus. They've obviously got an ulterior motive. They're wanting to trap Jesus as well. But let's forget about the woman in adultery. Let's make a point out of this. But God saw the lady. He saw the woman. He loved her. And it was he put all that aside of what those guys were trying to plot to do. And he looked at her and he showed her grace. My goodness. He looked beyond her sin and he said, I love you and I'm going to show you grace. Go and sin no more. So that was her opportunity to put her life right and to go and sin no more. Those onlookers, how did they feel when they saw, hey, she'd been sinning, she should be stoned? It didn't matter. But we also learned about the story of the young ruler, Luke 18. This illustrated to us that grace is not based in law. So law can't redeem us. Actually, the law will condemn us rather than save us. And in fact, it's impossible for us to please God. But with God, anything is possible. So, in verse 25 of Luke 18, it says, it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of heaven. Today, we're going to learn stories about how God's shown grace to our friends and also they've been able to show grace forward. So, I want to invite Liam and Sonia to come up. And it's a big thing for people to come up and share their story. So today we're all privileged that Liam and Sonia are happy to share their story with us and thankful that hopefully through all this you'll be blessed and see how God can show grace. Come on up. Right, choose a seat. I'll sit in the middle, eh? Are you two? All right. Okay, I'm in the middle. And we're going to have a little bit of a question and answer time. And we're going to learn a little bit about Liam and Sonia's journey and how they can sit up here and say, I'm free and that God has saved me. All right. So we'll start with you, Liam. Describe the first moment you experienced Christ's forgiveness. So in a way, what we're saying is tell us a little bit about yourself. How did you end up sitting here today?
That's a long story. I'll try and shorten it down. No. Basically, real quick, my story is born in a non-Christian family, went to this weird camp with a friend when I was like 12, and I met this weird group of Christian people, and they're like, oh, we run this youth group on a Wednesday night, and I was like, what's youth group? Is that for like troubled teens or something? And he's like, no, it's real cool, so come. So I started going, and a couple years later, I went to a camp, another camp, not the same one, and that's when I discovered God's forgiveness, I guess, yeah. So, yeah, basically.
And so, with that, did you feel like you were a sinner?
I think not until I started going to the youth group. Obviously, like, growing up in a non-Christian family, the way I was living was pretty normal. You know, like, you say worldly life, but it wasn't that crazy. You know, I was, like, a kid. I guess it was when I started going to youth group that I started hearing the word sinner, and I was like, that sounds like a pretty ruthless word to describe someone as. And then I think as I dove more into the Bible and went more into God's word and who God was, I realized that I was a sinner and that I needed to be forgiven, yeah.
And what was it like to be forgiven? Did your life completely change, or tell us what it felt like when you heard you're forgiven?
Yeah. That's real cool. So for me, like, a bit of backstory to that as well is that forgiveness wasn't a big thing in my family. If you did something wrong, you did something wrong, and you would be treated like you did something wrong. Like, not ruthless as. Like, my parents still love me. My mom still love me. And my dad did as well. They split up when I was a kid. And so I still knew that they loved me, but I guess in a non-Christian world, when you do something wrong, you're a wrongdoer, you know, and you're treated that way. You're treated like you've done something wrong. And so forgiveness for me, I struggled with that concept And when it finally hit home, it was massive. It was real massive.
Alrighty, Sonia, can you describe the moment you first experienced Christ's forgiveness? So tell us about you and how you've ended up here today. Like, how did you come to be sitting here today?
Okay, I think it started for about 9 or 10 years ago. When I was living in Colombia, I was really privileged because I had a really good job, I have a house, I have food as much as I can. I was living with big children, but you know, the life can change suddenly. And I lost everything in one night. I lost my children. I have to leave them to flee to Ecuador. But I'm thinking God always was looking for me, and I never pay attention to him. Till I start to live a hard time in Ecuador. I have to go there with my husband, my youngest daughter, and I start to look after pigs. One day I wake up and I feel the need to read the Bible. As I was in Colombia and Catholic, for us was not normal to read the Bible. So my mom only, I was only allowed to read Psalm 23 because it was, the Lord is my shepherd. He always will be with me and protect me. And Psalm 51 was about forgiveness, because as a Catholic, if you are a sinner, you pray and you will be forgiven. So every day we have to read Psalms 51, because we know every day we will committing sin. And Psalm 91, because it was a protection. It remember us, God always was with us. But in Ecuador, one morning, I start to read the Bible, and I start to feel I understood every word I was reading there. And I was feeling kind of a peace in my heart. But Nilsson was doing something else. I have to give food to the pigs. And I have to stop reading the Bible. And Nilsson was so scared because he was thinking I become crazy. Because we think in Colombia, if we read the Bible, we start to be crazy. And suddenly, I don't know, I feel the need to bend my knees and start to cry and ask God to forgive me, because it's like when I start to read the Bible, I start to see my life. And also I was thinking I had everything in my life. In my life, I didn't have God. And as soon as I start to be close to David's history, I start to compare my life with him, because he was so close to God, but he was a sinner, and he has to bend his knees and lose his son and understand why he has to live like that without him. So I think at this time, God started to forgive myself.
So the other day I met with Sonia and we had a bit of a chat, and after our chat I felt blessed that you'd told me your story. But you told us an amazing story about how you ended up with your Bible, and because Sonia had to leave in a hurry. And how did you end up with a Bible to be able to read it to know you needed to be forgiven?
Yes, good question. As I said before, God always was trying to find myself, but I was denied, no? For me, it was in my comfort zone. Be Catholic, made sins, and after that pray, and everything is forgiven. But my son one day, I don't know how, he found a Bible and was like a teaching Bible, and he gave to me, and he said, one day we can read together. But for me, it was strange because my thoughts was, we have to read only this kind of verse and no more. But when I have to flee Colombia, was the only thing I took, the Bible and some photos. And I know now it's damaged. And Mark and Sokun gave me one Bible, but it's not teaching me like the Bible my son gave to me. It's like if I open the Bible, it's the way to talk with God. Always when I have a question or when I feel really lonely, I open the Bible and always I found the good word for me at this time.
Yeah, so, you know, God's, when he wants you, he's going to chase you down, isn't he? All righty. Now, Liam, what does being forgiven mean to you right now? Like, does your past ever raise its head and you doubt you're forgiven?
It means everything to me. Yeah, the past does come up. I doubt certain things pretty much every day. I don't know if I know any Christians that don't doubt certain things, you know, it's pretty normal. But I don't know, it's how do I deal with the doubt? Peter is a massive story in the Bible, and I actually love it, and it's one of the ones that I cling to the most. And for me, when my past pops up and tells me that I'm not forgiven, I kind of go back to his life and his betrayal of Jesus, saying, like, denying him. But then after that, he still, like, God still loved him, God still wanted him, and so that story, it's pretty crazy that even though I stuff up, he will still forgive me, you know, no matter what, you know. Peter swore and was like, I don't even know that guy, like, and then in the end, you know, Jesus still loved him.
You know, that's awesome. It's just like there's nothing in our own ability to make us okay with God, you know. And that's where that grace kicks in. And he says, you know, it's not what you've done. It's what I've done for you. So that's pretty cool. All right. So what has being forgiven mean to you now? Like, how has that changed you? And does your past and the things that happened back in Colombia ever raise its head and you doubt it and think, actually, how could that happen to me? How, you know, oh, I can't be forgiven. God doesn't love me. Does that ever happen to you?
Yes. As a mom, I think some of you can understand how hard is the life without children. But always I was thinking it was a punishment from God for everything I was doing. But when I arrived to New Zealand, I was feeling I'm living in dark. So one part of me was death. I'm still, sometimes I'm smiling. I try to be light, but always I was in the darkness. But through knowing God, knowing a lot of people from here, they were helping me, because I discovered when God forgave me, at the moment I was with the pigs, he started to heal myself. He started to make me free inside. So I saw forgiveness like that. We can live with the past, but accepting why God led us to pass through these kind of things. Because sometimes we have everything in life, but we never expect to lose the same things we appreciate. Always we appreciate material things, we appreciate people who are around, but we never try to appreciate what God gave to us. Like, one part of the Bible say, I know in Spanish, I hope you can understand. When God gave Jesus Christ to the world, he was showing us how much he loves us. But we are not a little bit close to this reality, because we love more. What about how people treat us? What about how we can get things? But we never are close to God. So for me, God, forgiveness is that, is feel Jesus Christ start to live in myself. He forgave everything what I'm doing, and he's teaching me how to go for his way and heal myself. Because in Ecuador, God forgive me, but I never forgive myself. So I was still in sin because always I was blaming myself. Always I sued to the past and say, that is my punishment. So I have to live with that. I have to live with a lot of heavy things in my back. But when I start to know Jesus Christ, I start to be free. I start to be forgive, and I start to accept people as they are and understand why they have to pass through this side.
And there's another little part of your story that's amazing, and it made me cry. But you went back to Colombia and you saw your beautiful children, and I want you to tell everyone here how God looked after them.
Yes. Although they are growing up, they were so different. But I saw how God is working in them because they are really God, and He promised me to look after them. And they are still living with my thoughts. I was trying to teach them before I had to leave Colombia what is principles, what is values, and they were living through these kind of things. And see how much they still love me, although they don't know what happened with me, although they don't understand why I left them without their mom. So it's a way to see how God loved me and how He's looked after me. And I know maybe it's kind to understand, how can I bring my children to here if I'm not healing? How can I be the light for them? How can I teach them to know God if I don't know God, if I don't forget myself?
Yeah, so we're all on a journey, but as we go through this journey, God's watching after us, looking out for us and everything we love also. So that's awesome. So Liam, how does knowing you are forgiven impact on how you forgive others?
So this question has a bit of a story behind it. So, like I said, I came from a non-Christian background, and my parents split up when I was 4. And so I didn't see my dad for a long time. I'd see him for maybe like a week every year, and that was it, and he'd call every now and then. So for a lot of my teenage years, when I could actually comprehend that he wasn't there, I was real mad. I was real angry with the fact that I didn't have a dad in my life. I didn't have anyone there to take me to sports games and be the dad. So it was just me and my mom and my little brother. And so for a long time, I was real angry with him, to the point where I just wanted to disown the fact that he was even my family, because he hadn't been really in my life. So a couple of years ago, he started a conversation with me. And so I was just like, whatever, man. Well, I guess I'll talk to you, whatever. But at that time, we were going through a thing about forgiveness, and I was like, oh, man, this sucks. I was like, I really don't want to forgive you because the anger and the hate feels righteous. You weren't there. And so I was like, oh, man. But I knew that I had to forgive him because that's who I am, you know? And so it took me a while, but we are now on really good terms. And he came to mine and my wife's wedding, which was awesome. And we're talking all the time now. So in a way, when he started talking to me and I was just like, oh, I know I need to forgive you, but I don't want to. It was because I was forgiven already. And I knew that I was forgiven. And I was just like, how am I any different to him? Like, how am I any different? Like, we're all sinners in the end. And so I was like, the same forgiveness that I've received, why can't I sow that into his life? It's almost like the story of the prodigal son, but backwards. like, he was coming back, and instead of me being like, you're welcome home, I was almost like, hold on a minute. You left. You know? You left. How dare you come back here? You left. And so I had to take on this. It felt like a burden at the time, But now I look back and it's such a blessing that I could be like, actually, you're welcome. I want to love you. Yeah.
That's awesome. That's amazing. You know, your dad, he knows you're a Christian. And has he ever had a conversation with you about how remarkable it is that you have taken him back into your life?
It's funny, he hasn't. He knows, but it's actually his partner. talked to me, and she's like, I don't understand why. Yeah. I really don't understand why. Because she knows the guy he is, and she loves him, and that's awesome, and they're an awesome couple, and he is a lot better than what he was. He's a stepfather of two girls, and he's doing a really good job. Like, he really is. And so I'm really proud of him. But, yeah, I think from a worldly perspective, he kind of just assumes that I'm a son and, you know, you're going to forgive me, obviously, because I'm your dad. So we haven't really had that conversation, but I'm looking forward to having it with him. Yeah.
You know, to forgive someone is one of the hardest things in the entire world to do. It's like there is nothing in us that wants to forgive someone that's hurt us, because when you hurt, it hurts. And that's where we can see God working in our lives, because what you did with your dad, that's not humanly possible. If you've hurt me and abandoned me and left me humanly, no way. I'm actually going to make you suffer. So that shows how our God is working in our lives, changing us and making us do things that are extraordinary, like beyond human. Like in our own strength, we can do nothing. Yeah. Now, Sonia, how does knowing that you are forgiven impact on how you forgive others, impact on your past and you having to leave Colombia? Like, that is unbelievable. And how do you move on? How do you forgive? How's it impacted on your life? What's happened to you?
The way how impact my life is the person who I am at the moment is to forgive those people who wants to harm me and kill part of myself one day. But now I understood what I have to pass through this side, why they were used by the devil. But in some way I'm really grateful, because it was the only way to know Jesus Christ, to know God. Sometimes God is looking for us, but we are denied him, and sometimes he has to be quite strong. And strong things force us to face him and start to know about him. That way, how I forgive people is the same way, loving them, because a lot of people can understand why I have to leave my children. For a lot of people, I'm the worst mom in the world. And they don't understand why I'm talking about God if I left my children. It's because they don't know what happened. They only see my physical aspect. They only analyze what they are thinking, why I left my children. But I know God is inside, and I know one day God will show them the way to be close to him. So it's not to have anger or hate them, not. Is giving more love to the people who try to hurt me.
Alrighty. So here's one of our closing questions. Okay, imagine Jesus is standing right here. I don't think we'd all be just sitting relaxed, do you? But imagine he's standing right here. Liam, what would you want to say to him as he'd take your hand and he'd look you in your eyes and say, I do not condemn you. I forgive you. All of it. Go and sin no more.
Flip. I don't think, honestly, I don't think I'd say anything. I think I'd probably just drop to the floor and start crying. Yeah. If I was going to say anything, if I had the courage to say anything, it would be why? Why me? Like, why? Just doesn't make any sense to me why you would want to forgive me. Like, you know, like, he's caught this lady in adultery and we're all sinners, and but he would come to us and he'd be like, you are forgiven. And I'm like, and it's awesome and it's so amazing and we are so totally forgiven, but in my mind I'm like, why me? Like, I'm a dirty sinner. I don't deserve your grace. I don't deserve your death. I don't deserve anything. Why? Why me? And I think for a lot of people, that's almost how we view ourselves. Like Sonia said, we can understand what forgiveness is and God forgives us, but can we forgive ourselves? And a lot of the time, I can't. And so I find that whole thing very difficult. God would say, I forgive you, go and sin no more. I'd be like, but I don't deserve it. But he would say, you do deserve it because I died for you. That's why you can go and sin no more. Yeah.
That's good. Awesome. And Sonia, what would you want to say to him as he'd take your hand and he'd look you in your eyes and say, I don't condemn you. I forgive you, all of it. Go and sin no more.
Okay, I will cry. And I will say to him, thank you. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to be safe. Thank you for letting me to know him before death and start to be the light for maybe other people, maybe for my children. So I didn't have enough words to be grateful with God, because now I can death anytime. I can go anytime because I know him, and he teach me he will be with my children, he will be with my family, my friends all the time, although I'm not with them. So I think I'm ready to be with him. I need to know more about him, but I'm ready.
Alrighty. Well, so next week is Easter. And so this is a really good reminder of what Jesus has done for us. Because without what he did at the cross, none of us would be sitting here today. Jesus has been so generous to us. Although there are many experiences in all of our lives that we actually can't understand. He has given his life in our place on the cross, and he's given us a new life when we trust in him. We know that our life has some high and holy purpose. He didn't do this for nothing. There's a purpose in this. Because we've been shown grace, we can be gracious to others. Because we've been shown kindness, we can be kind. Because we've been forgiven, we can forgive others. Because we've been loved, we can show love. So we can take that away today, that we have, it's nothing we've done, it's all what's happened at the cross. And so thank you, Liam, for sharing today, and thank you, Sonia. And as we end, some questions are going to come up on the overhead here. Anyway, some questions are going to come up. And I want you guys just to, even a couple in a group or a couple of people, just go over these ones and discuss what we've talked today about. Just apply them to your own life and run through them, even if you just choose one or two questions. Just go over them and see how it applies to your life today. Thank you. Thanks, guys.